BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The advancing Syrian army says its battle with rebels for control of the city of Aleppo has entered its final phase. Earlier, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the rebels had withdrawn from another six neighbourhoods. Thousands of civilians are among the rebels in their small and rapidly shrinking enclave. Airstrikes on villages held by Islamic State militants in Syria have reportedly killed more than 50 people. Opposition activists say the attacks targeted villages northwest of Palmyra, which was recaptured by Islamic State militants over the weekend. Aid workers say more than 2 million children in war-torn Yemen are now acutely malnourished. The UN Children's Agency says at least one child there dies every 10 minutes as a result of preventable disease. The European Union and the US have imposed sanctions against senior officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo for their role in deadly clashes with protesters. The demonstrators want President Joseph Kabila to step down. The Gambian Bar Association says President Yahya Jammeh's rejection of the country's election results is tantamount to treason. Mr. Jammeh, who lost, initially agreed to leave office, but on Friday he said that he no longer accepted the results. The Sudanese president, Omar al-Bashir, has warned those thinking of protesting against him that he will not be overthrown by people using keyboards and WhatsApp. His government has faced a backlash since it announced tough austerity measures last month. The former Portuguese Prime Minister, António Guterres, has been sworn in as the next Secretary General of the United Nations. He said the UN had to reform the way it worked to be more effective. The footballer Cristiano Ronaldo has been voted the best player in the world for the fourth time, winning the Ballon d'Or award. Ronaldo captained Portugal to their first major international victory in the European Football Championships. And that is the BBC News.